Helps when you turn the mics on. Good morning, Chicago. This is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show here on WGN. In studio with me today, Donna Sattler, REMAX at Home, David Schluter, real estate attorney, trust planning expert. We have Rich Dykstra and Jen, I'm not even going to touch that last name, from Dykstra Home Solutions. We've got Gary Novell calling in at 10:30. We're going to be talking to you about all of your home improvement, home mortgage, home legal, home improvement, whatever you got to do with the home.
Selling,
buying a home. Give us a call, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call and text line. But first, Elwood Buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
This money is for the year's assessment on the St. Helen of the Blessed Shroud Orphanage in Calumet City, Illinois.
Well, this is definitely Lower Wacker Drive. If my estimations are correct, we should be very close to the Honorable Richard J. Daley Plaza.
That's where they got that Picasso.
Yep.
We're so glad to see so many of you lovely people here tonight. We would especially like to welcome all the representatives of Illinois' law enforcement community who have chosen to join us here in the Palace Hotel Ballroom at this time. Certainly hope you all enjoy the show.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call and text line. We've got Cash working the phones today. Ashley working the phones today. So if you've got any questions, concerns, comments, give us a call. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We got a studio packed with experts here to help you with all of your real estate needs. We're going to go around the horn. Donna Sattler. How are you?
I couldn't be better. It's my first time in the beautiful new studio. I'm really excited. I'm pumped up.
All right. Phone number?
My phone number is 847-651-3300.
And
you can reach me anytime.
And you're going to be talking about answering questions about the spring market when the spring market actually happens.
What is it?
Which is basically
when is it?
Now. I think.
Well, it's kind of changed because I'm feeling it now.
Right. So the spring market, oh, it's after the Super Bowl and all that nonsense, I think we're going to blow that
Come
out
on.
Of the water.
You're jumping ahead.
I know. I'm stealing your thunder.
Stealing
so Donna's going to be talking about that at 10:15. We're going to head over to David Schluter, real estate attorney, trust planning expert. Dave, you know, you and I talked yesterday about your topic, and I think it's a great topic for listeners out there who have more than one property on a non-owner occupied and an investment side, want to put it into LLCs. And also, we have a lot of listeners that own commercial property mm-hmm. about putting it into trust to protect them in case a holy smoke event happened that they didn't expect, a slip and fall, a fire, a truck goes through the front of your building, which seems to be happening a lot for some reason.
It happened in McHenry at the Starbucks.
That's why I brought it up. And
the medical condition.
I don't know that I believe it was a medical condition.
No, it was. They said it was a medical condition.
Was it?
Yeah, he was jonesing for a Starbucks coffee. So,
my medical condition.
Right, I don't know why you'd want to drink that garbage, but that's a whole other story for another day. Dave, we're going to be talking about that at 10:45, coming out of the 10:45 break. So if you own a bunch of real estate and you're thinking about LLCs, or if you own commercial real estate and thinking about putting it into trust, you're the guy. You've been with the show 12 plus years now?
Yes. In fact, we met together back at a place that...
Another station. Why don't you tell that great story?
Yeah, you were a guest on my show. I had a legal show, and David came on and explained before the movie The Big Short ever was written. David already had that in his head. He had testified before Congress already about the mortgage crisis. He saw it coming. He came on my show, and at the end he said, you know, really your mother and a few friends are listening, but you just gave me a great interview, so now you're my lawyer.
Yeah.
So now we talk about, what, 10 times a week? I don't know.
Everybody that comes into Team Hochberg that needs a real estate attorney, boom, Dave Schluter's our guy. Phone number?
630-285-5300. I've been helping people now. This is going to be my 35th year.
Wow.
Great. So we're having fun.
All right. Phone number one more time.
630-285-5300.
All right. Rich Dykstra, how are you? And you have your sister next to you, the brains of the operation.
Yes, yeah.
Jen,
right.
How
That's
are you?
For sure. Great.
This is the first time I've had Jen in studio with me. I've had you and your father in at our show at the other station. So tell our listeners a little bit about Dykstra, how long you've been in business. I know your father's been around forever, and he's been in and out of thousands, tens of thousands of houses over the years. So have you guys. You just give us a quick 30 seconds about, you know, who Dykstra Home Services are and what you guys do.
Yeah, Dykstra Home Services, we're a heating and air conditioning company, primarily, out of the south side of Chicago. We cover all the Chicagoland market. We've been in business now 94 years.
Wow.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, so Grandpa started it. He learned from his dad and uncles. South side company, but we cover all of Chicago. You can reach us at 800-421-3220, and we can help you with all that home comfort stuff.
Do you do outside of Chicago? Like, do you do the northern suburbs, northwest suburbs?
Yeah, we do all the greater Chicagoland area.
Perfect.
Basically, up to Route 22, maybe a little further north.
Okay.
And we also go into Indiana now.
Oh,
yeah. Exciting.
Yeah, all Lake County.
And as an attorney who's had hundreds of people call me over the years who've been scammed, thank God we've got an honest company here, because that is a big area of people getting scammed.
Yes.
They get the quote, and then they switch the whole thing and say, once we got into it, we saw more.
Now we've got to hit a break. So everybody on hold, hang tight. We got cash working the phones, so we're not dropping any calls today. So if you got a call, give us a call. We got Ashley working the phones, cash working the phones. We want to listen. We want to take all our listeners' calls. The phone number, MegaPro's call and text line, 312-981-7200. We have a great reverse mortgage question from a listener whose mom took out a reverse mortgage but recently passed away and wants to know what to do with the home. So these are listeners' questions. We're interactive with our listeners. We want to help our listeners. We're here to help you. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WJAM. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200 to the 773 texter. Yes, this is the same David Hochberg that was on with your friends, Bill and Wendy. So, yeah, thanks for listening. 312-981-7200. You could call or text that number, or you could go to 56david.com. I'll tell you what, go to WGNDavid.com.
Mm-hmm.
All of the show's information is there. We are getting in the process of updating all of the sponsors' contact information on there, but past shows are there. And if you want to send us if you want to send us anything, you could go there, send us an email, and we'd love to help you. But on the MegaPros call and text line, out to Palatine, how you doing, Mike? You got a question, buddy?
Yeah, I've got a 100,000 CD that's due, and I just wondered if I should use that to pay down the mortgage, which should bring it down to about 28,000. My payments are only about $1,000 a month. What are you suggesting that?
Well, I'm not a financial planner, so I can't legally give you financial advice. But hang on, Dave. Do you have any credit card debt?
No.
All right, so no credit card debt. You have $128,000 mortgage and a CD maturing rapidly, right? It's coming up.
It's $148,000 right now, and I've got a CD worth $100,000+, and should I use that to pay down the mortgage, which would be leave it about $28,000, and then my payments are only about $1,000 a month.
Well, does $1,000 include taxes and insurance?
Yes.
All right. So, what portion of that is taxes and insurance?
About $700 of that.
So you're only paying $300 a month for your mortgage on $120,000. Are you on a home equity line of credit? Those numbers don't add up. So if you're financing $148,000 right now and it's only costing you $300 a month, that math doesn't jive. Are you sure?
Oh, wait. Yeah, your taxes are not included in that, David.
Okay. So you're paying a G note a month for your mortgage.
Yes.
Okay.
About $300 for association dues.
Okay. Is that part of your $1,000 that you're paying, the $300?
No. That's a plus.
Okay. So you're paying a G note a month, $1,000 a month for $148,000 worth of mortgages.
Yes.
Okay, Dave, you wanted to add a comment?
Yeah, just so you know, sending them the $100,000, you will not lower your payment. So
right.
A client.
No, I know that, but it would bring my mortgage down to about $28,000, which
correct.
I don't know what.
I've got a better idea.
Yeah, I knew you had a better idea. That's why I have to make sure I injected that, though, that his payment coupon won't change.
Right. What do you want to add?
My suggestion would be buy an investment property.
Okay, well, that's one, because she's a realtor, and that's what realtors always think. But here, and that's a great move. But if you don't want to own another home, you could call our friends at Republic Bank, okay? And here's an option for you. How much is your home worth, your condo or townhouse, because you're paying an association?
About Around 290.
About 290. Okay, so let's say $300,000. You could pull out about, follow me on this logic here, Mike, okay? You could call Republic Bank. We got a guy by the name of Joe that we work with. He'll hook you up. You take out a line of credit in first lien position, okay? You take out a line of credit. You pay off your existing loan, and you take that CD. If you want to do this, this is up to you. This is an option. I'm not telling you to do this, but this is an option. You get a line of credit for free. Like Dave said, if you put the $100,000 plus into the note, typically, unless you do a recast, that note's not going to change. A better option, that payment's not going to change. A better option for you, Mike, would be to take out a line of credit. Are you familiar with the line of credit?
No.
A line of credit is a checkbook against your home. Home equity line of credit, also known as a HELOC. H-E-L-O-C. Mm-hmm. Home equity line of credit. You could go up to 80%. I think they do first liens up to 80, 85%, whatever it is, right? Let's just keep the math simple, right? The KISS method. Let's say your place is worth three, and let's just say they go to 80%. That's a $240,000 line of credit, okay? You understand so far?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to use that line. Do you have good credit? Is your credit?
Yes.
Okay. You have good credit, a job, you have income coming in.
Yes.
Okay.
A retired but income coming in. Yes.
Okay. So is your goal to reduce that $1,000?
No, not really.
Not really. Is your goal to pay your loan off faster?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the move to do that while gaining flexibility and having access to liquidity in your house. Take out a line of credit against your house for $240,000. Pays off your existing loan. Take the CD if you decide to do this. Pay down that loan to, let's say, $30,000. Okay, your payment would drop to about 40. What would it be? 50? Probably like $150 from a G note to $150. Okay, got it.
Got it.
You continue paying that $1,000. You keep throwing that bullet at it every single month. You'll have that sucker paid off in 3 years, while maintaining access to the liquidity in your home. Mm-hmm. God forbid, for an emergency reason.
Or buying a new car, whatever.
Or buying another property with Donna because she wants you to load up on investment properties.
Buying a new furnace.
Right. It gives you the flexibility to take that money and have access to that money instead of taking that 100 G's, knocking your payment down, your balance down to 28, and not having access to that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Right.
Yes, it does.
All right. Well, do you have hardwood floors in your condo?
I'm sorry?
Do you have hardwood floors in your condo?
Yes. Yes, we do.
All right, we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, best organically, perfectly unbelievable cleaning product. I use it on my hardwood floors that he just redid. He's going to be in next week. Hang on, Mike. We're going to send you.
Thanks for the info.
No, thank you. And we'll get you Joe from Republic Bank's contact information so you can call them, all right?
Thank you.
All right, buddy. 312-981-7200 out to Naperville. Sydney, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Is it hot in here? Am I having like hot flashes?
You're having hot flashes.
Oh my God. I'm like sweating.
You shouldn't be doing that. It's people like me who will be doing hot flashes.
Okay.
This is my question. We own a home in downtown Naperville, which we pretty much totally remodeled 10 years ago, put in really, really nice, straightforward wood, hardwood cabinets, and we are going to be selling our house this spring or summer, and the realtor is telling us to paint the cabinets white, and I have no passion behind wood or white. I'm just so scared I'm going to paint them white or whatever, off-white or cream or whatever, and then the trend is going to go back to wood. So your market person, I'm wondering what she has to say about white cabinets painted over really, really good wood cabinets.
Donna Sattler, also known as the market person. how would you answer Sydney from Naperville's question?
I would answer her question like this. First of all, I'm going to preface this with, I'm not a fan of this white, gray, stark-looking kitchen.
What about painting cabinets?
I'm going to get to that. In painting cabinets is a unless you have it done professionally and very well, can kind of backfire on you. I would have to see the kitchen and see what the rest of the color scheme is, because the white cabinets go great with this whole very stark look of the black and white countertops, the glass look. It's more of a modern, clean look. So I would actually have to see the house first. You might want to get a second opinion and have somebody else, you know, come in the house and take a look and see what you think. Because I think that, in my opinion, I think the white on white on gray is kind of coming to the end of its
lifetime.
Yeah, that's been a long time that it's been white. And, yeah. the house is, it's wood floors, so it has it more kind of provincial look of a homey kind of a look.
What's the style of your house? Like, is it a Victorian? Is it a colonial?
I guess you might say it arts and crafts.
Kind of an arts and crafts? I'd keep it. Yes. I'd keep the wood color.
Yeah.
My opinion.
Okay.
If it's an arts and crafts style home.
Are you east or west of 59?
I am east of 59.
Right, yes, she's in downtown Naperville.
Right, because Amy Kite handles east of 59. Jill Van Reed, our other realtor on the show, handles west. So we could hook you up with Amy to come out there and give you
a second opinion.
Yeah, a second opinion. How's that?
A second opinion.
Or my wife.
And
why can't my wife go out?
No. This is great. Thank you so much for your help, and I'm going to be in the desert this time next year.
All right, hang on,
Good
Sydney. We're going
you.
To send you some Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning product for your hardwood floor, so hang tight. Thanks for listening. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call and text line. You could send Joe an email, joe@megapros.com. joe@megapros.com for all of your home improvement questions. If we answer it on the air, you get absolutely nothing except the knowledge of us answering it on the air. But you also gain the opportunity to have Joe go to your house and videotape, if they're still videotaping, or recording the work that he's doing, so we could do a before, during, and after, and use your email to joe@megapros.com, all your home improvement. We had one last week. Does MegaPros still do the MegaPros for the day? $750 program. Donna, you've had a number of people buying and selling homes hire Joe do that to come out, just do all the nick and nap stuff.
I'm hiring him myself.
Right, again.
Well, again.
Wait a minute. He did Dave's kitchen and bath. He did your bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got this handyman for the day for $750. Yeah. You make a honey-do list, a punch list. You send it to them, joe@megapros.com. Mm-hmm. So if you got any home improvement question, Joe's out of town this week. He'll be back next week. And we are going to hit a break here. And after the break, we got Gary Novell. When we were on our other station, the last show that Gary was on, he brought up a topic that really hit a nerve with a bunch of people, which was paying off your car or paying off your lease and thinking that that last payment's gone, but it's not gone. And then all of a sudden it shows up in your credit report as a late, and whammo, there goes 50 to 100 points because now you've got a late lease payment or a late car payment. You don't even realize it's there. So Gary's going to be coming back after the break with that information. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Give us a call. Send us text messages. You love us. You hate us. Who cares? We love hearing from you. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Well, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Come rain, come snow, come sunshine.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, next for us, the chance to keep more money in your pocket. Lower mortgage interest rates fueling a huge increase in mortgage applications, especially for refinancing.
Thanks to refinancing, since we purchased our home in July of 2018, we're now saving just over $300 a month.
Lester Holt, NBC News last night. The refinance boom is still going on, and it's saving people thousands of dollars. I've got an ad running right now. In December, we pulled out $1.8 million of the equity of listeners' homes, saved, lower their payment, saving $24,000 a month.
Wow.
Accumulated yearly was $196,000 a month. It was $4,000 short of my $200,000 goal, but nonetheless.
That's just interest.
That's just what they're paying off debt. It could be car loans, student loans, credit card debt. We had judgments.
So you're talking about cash out refis.
I'm talking about cash out refis, and saved our listeners $2.3 million last year in cash flow by taking advantage of these low rates.
Nice.
So it's, everybody's like, well, refinancing, you shouldn't touch the mortgage out of your house. You shouldn't touch the cash. What else are you going to do with it? right? It's typically the only cash that our listeners have to take out and pay off debt. I'm not saying take the money and go into Joliet or going to Gary or going to Aurora and go to the boats and start or go to the casinos and start right. blowing it on blackjack or craps or something. I'm saying use it judiciously to get yourself out of debt. 312-98.
We as a country are in pretty deep debt.
Well, yeah, but so what are you going to do? You're going to sit there and drown?
No.
Okay, or are you going to try to help yourself out?
I agree.
And we've got Ray Kaplan coming up. You want to talk about drowning in debt? Let's talk about student loan debt, which we're going to talk about next week. Student loan attorney, consolidating attorney Ray Kaplan's coming on next week. Mr. Floor, Igor Marak. I always mess up his last name, Marak. And Nick DiGilio. Not the Nick DiGilio you're thinking about, but Nick DiGilio of Junk Remedy.
The one I'm thinking about.
Of Junk Remedy.
Yeah.
Is going to be in studio next week. So he's going to talk about a local company competing with the big boys. You know, the junk company that everybody hears about. We got a local guy trying to make a go of it.
And he does well.
He does a great job.
He's done well for all my clients.
Does a great job. 312-981-7200. Yes, 708, $750 for a handyman of the day or for the day. That's MegaPro's fee. So if you want to send Joe an email, joe@megapros.com, your list, Joe or a member of his team will call you back. I want to thank John Gallagher, the general sales manager here. He sent me a picture of him on his elliptical machine listening. If that's a vision, if that's not something that just burnt right into your eyes that will never get out, 312-981-7200. Gary Novell, how are you, buddy?
Hi, David. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Dave.
You touched a nerve during one of my last shows over at the other station about car loans and car leases and people thinking that when they go in and trade in the car that the payment's done. My lease is coming up. I already got one selected. I'm going in on the 25th to swap my car out. And they're like, oh, you got a three-month forgiveness thing. I'm like, okay, I'm like, that's great. But I'm going to go there and I'm going to look at the papers. I'm going to be like, I want a payoff. I want proof that the lease is paid off. I'm going into the next lease. I just heard my buddy Gary Novell on a radio show that I host talk about how people's credit get blown up because you car companies don't pay off these cars. And it's not the car companies. It's car finance companies right. that don't pay off the car loan. So let's talk about that quick, Gary. What should our listeners be aware of if they're coming off a lease like I'm coming off of, or if they're looking to buy another car, trade in a car, so the state of Illinois could jam it down your throats with their new tax, which is a whole other story for another day. Yep. But as they go into trade in a car, what should our listeners be aware of so they don't get late payments on their credit report?
Well, David, like you said, I did strike a nerve with this topic last month, and I just want to review it because I've gotten a lot of calls from listeners over the past few weeks about this, saying that they've run into this problem and wish they knew about it about 6 months ago. So I'd like to go over and remind everybody how this works again, okay? And for an example, say like you've got an auto loan or lease that you set up for 48 months, and you have it set up on an auto pay where it takes $350 from your account every month. And sometimes, you know, you may send in an extra check every month maybe to pay it off sooner. So then when you get to the last payment, the balance remaining to pay off the loan is $300. Well, since the remaining balance is lower than the auto payment, it will not take the funds from your account to pay the loan off. And if you don't catch this in time, a late payment will show up on your report and could cost you 50 to 70 points on your credit scores.
Wow.
I've seen and heard some situations where the borrower is not aware of this problem until they're like 60 or 90 days late. And the farther you get past due, the more points you're going to lose on your credit score. So if you don't catch it early enough, I mean, you could lose close to 100 points. Then when you finally realize what's happening, you call the finance company, and they'll go through their standard story of saying they sent you emails or mailed you a letter, yada, yada, yada. And even though you were a good customer for the past 47 months, they will not remove those late payments from the report, putting the blame squarely on you for not knowing how this works since you signed the agreement. And who actually reads the fine print on the agreements when you go for an auto loan? Can you believe that they treat customers like that? So my advice to everyone that's listening that sets up a car loan or lease with an auto pay is to ask how the last payment works if the balance is lower than what the auto pay is set up for. And hopefully you remember that in 3, 4, or 5 years. And if you're close to paying off your loan now, you may want to review your contract and what you signed or actually call the finance company and ask how that last payment is handled. Don't wait to the last minute or when the late date and past due amounts are already showing up on your credit report because the damage is already done. As always, for questions about this topic or on your credit or your credit scores, pick up that phone, call me, 630-624-9557. As we all like to say on the show, we can't help if you don't call. So grab that phone, call me at 630-624-9557.
Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good weekend.
Take care. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call and text line. I know we said we were going to get to Don to talk about the spring market, which we will. I promise we will.
I'm a patient gal.
I know you're a patient woman. And
we'll just make it the fall market.
Right. We'll just make it the fall.
Well, I'll be at Zany's tonight.
Well played, Dave.
Two-drink minimum.
And I got a text message here from the 630. You are still in debt even if you refinance. 100% true. 100% true. But you're putting yourself into a position to substantially lower your payment. And if you take that money and you put it towards something else that you can't afford, like maybe caring for your parents who are elderly, right, maybe taking that money and paying off other debt. Mm-hmm. I've seen everything, right? Maybe taking that money to enhance your house so you can enjoy your house. Maybe the heating and air conditioning is going out. Maybe your basement's flooding. You need PermaSeal. Maybe you need a new roof. You know, maybe you could do all these other things. Maybe it's like I said already, you take that money to pay off other debt. Maybe you take that money to save for an emergency fund.
Or okay, what about if you've got like a 26% interest rate on a credit card that you've racked up $20,000 on?
I understand.
As opposed to a 5% on the refi.
100%, Dave. You wanted to add something?
I was just going to say.
So Donna cut you off?
Well, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, sorry. I raised my hand. It didn't matter.
I know. She blew right through the
just
stuff.
Just ask anybody watching on the cast. I was first.
I know. That's all right.
No. But the thing is, financial management-wise, yes, 630, you're correct. But yes, that's exactly right. The cash flow, there's no way it's not a good move.
You've got
every interest rate's going to be higher than that mortgage.
100%. And if you put yourself into a better position, that's all we're trying to do. Okay, so that's what the show's all about. So we got on our first show. What the heck was that?
The chicken.
Yeah. Oh, we got Patty. We got Patty and Rizzo. Patty, hang tight, because we're talking about, we got like three calls on reverse mortgages. And during the first show, Dave, we got a great texter says here, I have a question for your real estate attorney. Saved it for you on this show. My mother had a reverse mortgage on her home to pay for her care, which is one of the top reasons people mm-hmm. take out a reverse mortgage. We do a ton of them. She passed away a few weeks ago. Sorry for your loss. Horrible to lose a loved one. We will not be able to pay off the loan from selling the home. So that means that they owe $300. The house is worth $2 in this example. Okay. We will need to surrender the home, which is acceptable with the reverse mortgage. That's why there's mortgage insurance on the home when the borrower and listener takes out the loan. I wanted to know, if you think we need a real estate attorney, that's question one. So we texted this lady, this listener this morning and said, hey, we're going to be answering your question. She had a follow-up question. Okay. In addition to that question from 2 weeks ago, Dave, I have a question for you. Real estate. My had a reverse mortgage. She passed away. I'll not be able, well, that's the same one. Okay. It basically said this. They want her to sign a form. She's contacted the reverse mortgage company. And the reverse mortgage company said, we're going to take care of it. We're going to sell the home. But they want her, the listener, to sign some type of disclosure to state that she will be responsible for the upkeep of the inside and the outside of the home until the reverse mortgage company hires their representation to sell the property. Mother's passed away. Mom's gone. Okay? I know my answer. What's your answer as a real estate attorney for this listener right here?
Hello, neighbor in Roselle. I'm in Itasca. Run for the hills. Get the property out of the house. Get your heirlooms out of the house. Don't call them back. It's not your problem. They took the risk when they did the reverse mortgage. She lived a long time on the reverse mortgage, and what happened was the interest got added to the principal. She just lived a long time. They took the risk. You don't owe the money. Don't sign anything.
So you're saying, and that's exactly what I would say, it is not your responsibility to sign anything to take care of the inside or the outside of the house. Your mother took out the reverse mortgage. She put you down, obviously, as the first to closest living relative.
Well, just an emergency contact so they could get the keys and everything, but they just took the risk. It's just like life insurance and everything else. They have actuarial tables. They guessed wrong on this one, but they took the risk. There's a number of other ones they guess right, and they do fine, and they get all their money at the closing. In this case, they're just going to eat it, and they'll take it over, and they'll maybe redo it or sell it at a loss. but it just goes into their big financial mix. Do not sign a thing.
I'm going to give you her phone
number.
Yeah,
I'll call her on Monday.
We're going to go out to Roselle. No, this is a different lady.
Oh, I saw Roselle on the screen.
This is Roselle calling with a question. It's not the texter. It was from Roselle. Roselle, okay. We have Patricia. How are you, Patricia? What's your concerns about reverse mortgages?
Hi. Well, you answered it. When I die, my son should just take my belongings and run for the hills.
Well, it depends. It depends. No, there may be equity in your house. I mean, how much note did you, what was the note that you signed?
Oh, well, maybe I should ask my first question. I'm at the point of having to draw on this reverse mortgage to pay my taxes.
Right.
I have no money besides for the equity here.
But hang on, Patricia. That's another one of the main reasons to take out a reverse mortgage is to pay for the taxes, insurance, and upkeep of the property. So you're using that reverse mortgage for exactly what it's designed for, right? The texter was to take care of mom while mom was still here for in-house care, and you're using it for another one of the top five reasons, right? Ten reasons, which is to pay for real estate taxes and insurance. There's nothing wrong with using the equity to take care of expenses.
Yeah, please don't tell your son to do that automatically. There may well be equity. When you go to heaven, we can have the house appraised, and if it exceeds the value of what you owe the bank, we're definitely going to call Donna for Roselle, and she can sell the home and give your family some money. So don't just tell them to call us at the time. Maybe you'll outlive us both.
Yeah.
But just tell your son to have the value evaluated through an appraisal or a market analysis, and he doesn't have to even pick up the reverse mortgage company's number right away or anything. But if there's value, if the value of the home exceeds the reverse mortgage balance, he doesn't have to run for the hills. He could still sell the home and have some money.
Sure. Yeah, I understand that, but I'm at the point where with the monthly finance charges and I start drawing $5,000 out for real estate taxes, the equity's going to be eaten up.
Okay, well, they took that risk, so just pay your bills.
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks.
Hey, I got a quick question. Sorry, we're having technical difficulties here. I got a quick question for you. How much do you have left on your home equity conversion mortgage, your HECM, your reverse mortgage? What do you have left?
About $60,000.
Okay, and there's a growth factor, a cost of living increase in that home equity line of credit you took out. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, the principal limit goes up every month.
Okay.
Along with the balance.
Okay, well that's... Can you guys? I'm having problems with my microphone.
And I'm not hearing you.
Yeah, I know. Okay, there you go. We're having problems with my mic. We're going to get an engineer in here. Here's the deal. How much are your taxes every single year? How much are your real estate taxes?
Round numbers, $4,500.
$4,500. Have you applied for a senior exemption at the county that you're in? What is that? DuPage County.
Yeah, of course I have. Yes.
Okay, so $4,500, and your line of credit is increasing by 4 to 5% a year. Are you aware of that?
Yes, you're talking about the principal limit.
Correct. So
yes, that goes up every month.
Okay, so
along with my balance.
Correct. Right. But you still have access to $60,000, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's a positive. Okay.
Right.
Because if you didn't have the reverse mortgage, you'd have to move now because you didn't have any money, right?
Okay, once I use all this up, are they going to throw me out?
No. You have to make the taxes and insurance no matter what. So when you run out of money, we got to figure out
Or your family members.
Or your family members got to pitch in to take care of taxes and insurance. So as long as you pay your taxes and insurance, they will not throw you out of your house. Okay?
And once I've eaten up all this... drawing on it to pay my taxes, then I'm out.
Then your family and you, it'll be cheaper. You have to have your family and you. You can't live anywhere for free. So rather than move into a retirement home or something, just have your family and you. Just got to keep the taxes and insurance and utilities current to have a roof over your head because the county will not let you stay.
Is your son working right now?
Barely.
Okay.
He barely makes ends meet.
Okay.
So.
Is he the only spouse? Is he the only sibling you have?
Yes.
Okay, well, then Junior's got to get a job to help mom out down the road. I'm not trying to be cold-hearted here.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you like it is. It's like Dave said, nobody's going to let you live someplace for free. So when you run
$60,000, should last a few years. It's going to last as insurance.
It's going to last at least 12 years.
But regardless, yeah, she could live long. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got at least 12 years of taxes insurance available with that reverse mortgage if you only use it for the reverse mortgage.
Oh God, I'm in a.
Well, if you want to give me a call, you could call my office next week, and we can get together and maybe bring your son in. My number is 630-285-5300. I'm right in Itasca, across from Itasca Bank on Irving Park Road.
All right, we're going to take...
Oh, what's your name, Schluter?
Dave Schluter. You can call me next week.
Yeah, you set me up with that land trust thing.
There you go.
All right, well, there you go. A repeat client.
That I canceled.
Okay, all right. No problem.
Well, I'm glad you set her up with something that she canceled. Okay, so hang tight. We're going to take a quick break. Well, at least you set her up with it, Dave. At least you set her up. And I apologize to the 773 for talking fast. It's something I'm working on. I've been working on it for the past 53 years of my life, and I'm almost got it taken care of. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show on AM 720 WGN. Our phone number on the MegaPros call and text line is 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I promise we're going to get to the Dykesters. We're going to get to Donna. We're going to get to the other seven callers that are on the hold and all the Texters. We're doing our best here. Listen, it's a great problem to have. It's a MegaPros call and text line, 312-981-7200. Be right back with all of your calls and questions after these messages.
Listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago. I just want to go back to the lady, our listener that just called from Roselle. Reverse mortgages are a phenomenal product when used properly, administered by a loan officer who knows what they're doing, a reputable lender who knows what they're doing, and it can answer your questions in a matter-of-fact way so you understand them. When this listener, I don't know who helped her with a reverse mortgage, but I'm just assuming that hopefully when she went to the company, they explained to her, like we explained to everybody, you are responsible to pay for the taxes and the insurance and the upkeep on the home. As long as you pay the taxes, the insurance, and the upkeep on your home, nobody's kicking you out. Okay? You own the house. The bank doesn't own the house. The lender doesn't own the house. You own the house. It's your house. You can live there as long as you want. You could defer the mortgage payment, but you only have access to a certain amount of money. And hopefully, I will call this the listener from Roselle that we just talked to and walk her through it. Thank God she's got $60,000 worth of access to liquidity in her home because her taxes were $4,500, I believe, and maybe the insurance is, I don't know, $600-$700. So maybe she's got 5 G's between taxes and insurance. So 5 G's and that line of credit has a cost of living adjustment built into it. So that's going to increase. Yes, she's adding to it, but she's also increasing her access to liquidity as she's taking money out. Long story short, based upon what she told us, Dave will call her, I'll call her, and we'll do everything we can to help her. She has another 12 years of liquidity living in that house. If her son isn't working, then that's a challenge. Then he has to get a job. And then somebody's got to help. He's got to help mom out, or somebody's got to help our listener out when she runs out of money, if she wants to continue to live in the house, because she still has to pay the taxes and the insurance, which was clearly laid out when she took out the reverse mortgage. Taxes must be paid, insurance must be paid, house must be upkept, and they will leave you alone. Okay, we got to take a quick break. We're all over the place here. Ton of phone calls. Hang tight. Dykstra's coming back at the top of the hour. Dykstra Home Services. Rich is sitting there going, I want to talk about all the services we provide. And Jen's like, so do I, but Rich will talk because he's the guy who talks a lot. So we're gonna come back at the top of the hour. Your father's listening, so don't mess this up because you're going to hear about it when you get home. All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720. WGN, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call and text line. Email Joe all your home improvement questions. Joe@megapros.com. We're going to pay some bills, do some news, talk sports with Joe Brand, best sports guy in the business, after these messages. I never knew me about time.
I guess I never will. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56David.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, AM 720 WGN. We are here to help you. We are here to help you. We are here to help you. So I just have a special programming announcement. Tomorrow would have been the 17th birthday party of my daughter's friend, Lacey, good friend of our family, who passed away when she was 7 years old. Horrible, 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 horrible experience. I remember it was on another station when I talked about it. They're having a fundraiser this Sunday at the Meatheads, which is a hamburger place in Northbrook, okay, which is in the same shopping center as Lowe's for everybody in Northbrook. If you go in tomorrow and order anything at Meatheads, 20%, and you say Lacey, 20% of all the purchases will go towards the charity that Laura and Dave Horowitz set up in memory of Lacey. So she passed away 10 years ago. She would have been 17. Tomorrow, my daughter, they were in the same school and we're friends, you know, we go out socially. So horrible, but we're celebrating her life through raising funds. So other kids that have this horrible type of disease, there's money there to take care of it. So if you're in Northbrook and want to stop by the Meatheads restaurant in Northbrook when ordering, just say Lacey's Legacy and 20% of your purchase. It's the same price of a hamburger. If you spend $20. Right, $4 is going to Lacey's Legacy. They're not charging you anymore. So if you're in Northbrook over off of Willow Road, stop in, get a burger, say Lacey's Legacy. My family's going to go there tomorrow, chow down. You know, I usually start with about 7 burgers and 4 fries.
Quick appetizer.
That's pregame. And then we go in ordering food, Dave. You know what I'm saying? So Lacey's Legacy tomorrow, Meatheads in Northbrook. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call and text line. You can send Joe all of your email Joe all of your home improvement questions at joe@megapros.com. We have Linda in Matson, which is in your backyard, for a question for the Dykstras. Thank you for staying online for such a long period of time. We really appreciate it. You have a question about humidifiers. So what type of questions do you have?
I'm about to buy an Avoyer sub-100 humidifier from eBay because I got the rebate cashback offer. So I'd like to know how much it costs for someone to install it and if I would still get the 5-year warranty from having an authorized dealer install it.
I didn't understand a word.
Yeah, so it sounds like you bought a April Air humidifier. Is that correct?
Oh, I'm about to.
You're about to. Okay, so April Air. It is a good brand. And
do you sell those?
We do. We do sell them. So you can, you know, buy them through us.
Will they get the same rebate?
They'll get...
that is eBay credit card. That's why I want to get it from eBay.
Oh, eBay's offering it. Okay, I'm sorry. eBay's offering. They got a card from eBay. So if they buy the April Air dehumidifier or humidifier?
Humidifier.
Will you install something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll install the humidifier. We might want to take a quick look at it or maybe even have you text us a picture so we can make sure that it will work in your home before we charge you anything to come out. The manufacturer, you'll register that humidifier. Once you purchased it, you'll register it. You'll get a 5-year warranty from the manufacturer. Now, we offer humidifiers made by Carrier who, you know, exactly the same as April Air, and they warranty their product for 10 years. So, you know, we have other options, but April Air is a good humidifier, and we can help you with that. 800-421-3220.
Yeah. Well, you actually installed a first one, which was an April Air. And the guy could have cut out the hole in the furnace a little better, so you might need to do a little adjustment on it.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Yeah, we can, like I said, take a look at it, see what's needed. You know, if it's the same model humidifier, you know, that's probably going to be a piece of cake. But if it's different, you know, we'll definitely want to take a look at that for you.
Well, let me ask you a quick question. If Linda's there with a humidifier, what other things should our listeners be aware of if they're thinking about installing a humidifier?
Yeah, I mean, humidifier is great. I mean, in the winter, the house gets extremely dry. You know, you're shutting the doors, the windows, you're recycling the same air through the furnace over and over and over, and you get dry. You get dry skin, sore throat, static electricity, you know, those nice wood floors that you just cleaned start creaking. But you're also, you know, breathing in the same air, recirculating dust and dirt throughout the house. So, you know, we offer things like air cleaners, electronic air cleaners, germicidal air purifiers. We also, you know, do things like insulation for the home, you know, to make the home more comfortable. The humidifier is designed to make the home more comfortable, you know, so there's a lot of other things we can do to help improve the air quality if that's what you're trying to do with the humidifier.
Okay. Is it 800-421-3220?
That's correct, yeah. 800-421-3220.
Can you hang on, Linda?
Yeah.
Can you hang on?
I'm
sure. Do you have hardwood floors in your house?
Yes.
All right, we're going to send you Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaner, best in the business. 321. I'm doing a countdown here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. I also wanted to promote that we're doing a shoot the puck to win a free mortgage payment and free rent payment with the Blackhawks. All you have to do is go to Blackhawks.com, click on contest, look for the Team Hochberg. Shoot the puck. We're going to select. You got to register. You have to be in either Michigan, Indiana, Wisconsin, Illinois. Be at least 21. All the rules are on the website. But we're going to pick two people to shoot for free rent, two people to shoot for a year's worth of free mortgage during the Nashville game in March. Whoa, what did I do here? Hang on. We're going to put everybody on hold. Hold on. Linda, you on hold? What the heck is going on here? We're going to take a quick break. Our phones are blowing up here. So hang tight, everybody. Linda, hopefully Cash is picking you up. Mary, we're going to pick you up after the break. I've got some more questions about vent cleaning, which is huge, that I learned a ton about just talking to you and your father a couple weeks back, that a lot of our listeners, I was amazed about it, all the stuff you're pulling out of at events. And it's really not that expensive. And it's really yucking up the air in your home. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to come back with Mary's question, then go right back to the Dykstra's. 312-981-7200, MegaPros. Call and text line, pay some bills. We'll be right back. You come and go.
Days 4 to 10.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56David.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
Something's wrong with the mic. There we go. Yawn. There we go. All right. Sorry about that. We're having technical difficulties we're trying to overcome, but thanks for sticking in there with us. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to throw it over to the Dykstras in a second here, but Mary's been on hold for like a half hour. So, Mary, thanks for being diligent. Got a quick question about refinancing. Go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, we bought our house about 3 years ago. I've already refinanced it once and was able to get rid of our PMI.
Great.
And I'm wondering, is it worth it again? I keep getting letters from the bank saying that I can refinance again.
How much do you owe?
Lower it more.
How much do you owe?
About $400.
And how much is your rate now?
3.99.
3.99. So my answer to you is, if you can refinance and get a full closing cost credit, it absolutely makes all the sense in the world. Okay?
Okay.
So, and we could put you on hold and answer those questions, run those numbers, and you can make an educated decision as a individual homeowner if it makes sense for you to do it now or not do it now. Okay? But we'll give you the power. All right? You have hardwood floors?
I do.
All right. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Hang on, Mary. Hang on. Hang on. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Joanne in Arlington Heights, you called and hung up before, but thanks for calling back. You have a question about a home when it rains. You've got challenges in your home when it rains?
Yes, I do.
Where are the challenges?
Well, when it rains in my basement, I have a very thin stream of water running down one spot and forms a small puddle on the floor. And I've had my handyman here. He looked at it. He caught it. Comes from the top, you know, of the wall, and he caught it there. That didn't do any good. I have a plumber coming in here next week to do a sump pump, And I told him about this problem. He said he'd look at it, but he doubted it would be in his realm.
I'll tell you
I just don't know where to go to get this fixed.
I'll tell you exactly where to go. Are you ready?
Yes.
You call Roy Spencer PermaSeal, 1-800-421-SEAL. I had the same challenge in my house. I have a new drain tile system in my basement now. So when it rains, I just sit in my basement and say, bring it on, baby. Nothing's coming into my basement.
Are they going to dig out my basement? What do they do with this?
Well, they're going to come give you a free estimate is what they're going to do. I'm a mortgage guy and a part-time radio host. And I know who to send you to. And I know Roy Spencer. I know Laura, his wife. They're great people. Okay. Roy's been in business 40 years. And they've got over 400,000 satisfied customers, and you'll be 400,001. And what I want to do is, I want to capture when Roy comes over to look at your basement, and you'll know it's Roy because he'll say, "Hi, I'm Roy Spencer," and we're going to capture it on video, and then you're going to call back, and I'm going to capture all this on video. Okay. That's what we're going to do. So I'm going to put you on hold. I know you called during the first hour, and thanks for calling back. But I'm going to have Roy call you personally. Okay, Roy Spencer's going to call you personally.
Okay, fine. That sounds good.
All right, and you're in Arlington Heights, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, you're right down the street from Northbrook where I'm at, so maybe I'll even run over, and I'll fold your laundry while Roy is checking out your wall and your leaks, okay?
It's a deal.
All right, hang tight. You have hardwood floors?
Yes, I do.
All right, hang tight. Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaning product coming your way. 312-981-7200. Roy Spencer is going to call our listener, Joanne, in Arlington Heights. Now, let's talk about vents, because you went off on vents during the last show at the other station that I hosted, and I was like disgusted. And I'm a pretty sick, dirty guy, right? You can add, and it takes a lot to get me like really grossed out. But talk about the service, because it's Dykstra Home Services, and a lot of people know you do heating and air conditioning, but a lot of our listeners don't know the other types of services that you provide. Duct cleaning is one of them. And is the winter time a good time to get your ducts clean, number one? And number two, what is duct cleaning, and what does it entail?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of misconception on duct cleaning. A lot of people think, well, you know, it's a scam, or, you know, you see prices that are advertised super low, and then you hear people getting taken advantage of price-wise. But, you know, really what it is, you got your furnace, that's the heart of your home, and then the ductwork, that's the arteries. It's delivering all the air that you breathe over and over again.
Yeah, it's just a cycle that just keeps going in and out.
Right. And, you know, picture a piece of furniture you haven't moved in 20 years. You know, you see what collects behind there. Well, that's happening in your ductwork, you know, and it's dust, it's dirt, it's lint. If you have pets, it's even worse. I'm here to tell you, I love pets. I love my pets, but they're dirty little animals sometimes. Yeah. And, you know,
I have two giant dogs, and my ducts are always dirty. And I have asthma, so it's important to get it cleaned.
And what does it take to clean ducts?
So, yeah, we use what we call a high-velocity duct whip process. So we got, you know, a big machine, big trailer that sits out in front of your house, and then we run in an 8-inch diameter tube, and, you know, we attach it to the base of your system. You know, the ductwork down there by the furnace, we call it the supply plenum and the return plenum. And, you know, we go around, we plug all the registers, so we need access to every register, all right? So we need to move furniture, we'll do it. We plug all those registers up, we turn on this big machine that's outside, and it puts your ductwork into an extremely negative pressure. And then we go to each register one by one and unplug it. All that suction gets funneled to one place, and we send down our whip. And that thing goes through the ductwork, circulates, bangs, rattles, makes a bunch of racket. But really what we're doing is we're freeing up all that dust and dirt, forcing it to the trunk line, and gets sucked out of the house.
What's the investment for our listeners to clean out their ducts?
So, glad you asked. We actually have a $100 sale right now, so there's a coupon on our website. $100 off, $5.95 is our price. With the coupon, it's $4.95, and that's flat rate. So
it's per furnace.
Yeah, per furnace.
So if you have we had a listener call on the other station who had two different furnaces because they had a 4,000 square foot home, I believe it was. I don't know exactly what it was. So that would be about $1,200, right? Okay. Without the coupon,
right?
It would be $1,198.
Right.
So what are some of the things? And I apologize for those eating lunch and getting ready, you know, for lunch. What are some of the disgusting things you've pulled out of people's ductwork?
Oh, we've pulled beer cans, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely old beer cans too. Probably from when the house was built.
The old steel kind.
Yeah, the peel off tabs, the old style.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, we've pulled dirty magazines.
Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Jimmy, yeah.
No body parts.
There has been underwear, and I'm sure that was dirty as well. So,
kids' toys.
Toys, yeah, yeah. A lot of kids like to hide toys and stuff in ductwork. So,
any dead animals?
Yeah, mice.
Yeah,
I would say mice.
Little skeletons.
Does the HVAC work?
Mice,
you save money.
Mice droppings.
Yeah. Does it work better when they're clean?
You know, if it's restricted severely, yes. You know, it'll improve airflow. We actually prefer duct sealing as a method of improving airflow and comfort in the home.
I mean, cleaning. So many people have rooms in their house that are too hot, too cold, you know. So the sealing of the ductwork really helps make sure that the air goes where it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing furnace inspections while you're there, or is that something that our listeners would have to call separately?
Yeah, they would call and get, you know, a different technician to do that specific task.
And I'm sure you're busier than bananas right now with the cold snap
Yeah, we're finally getting some winter here in Chicago. You know, warm, sunny day on Christmas. You know, phones weren't ringing much, but now it's cold and we're busy. So give us a call. Get us on your schedule before that spring market hits and you want to get that house ready. Clean your ducts. 800-421-3220.
Yeah, you can go to our website and check out all the before and after pictures. They're amazing.
And you do 24-hour service.
We do.
So if somebody, if the furnace goes out at 2 in the morning, I'll tell you what happened. We came home from vacation 5, 6, 7 years ago. I didn't know you guys back then. And we walk in, and our house was like 48 degrees. Oof. Furnace went out. We flipped it on. We're like, great. We flipped it on. Nothing. Mm-hmm. So we turned on our gas. What's that?
Fireplace.
I wore my Lindeman fireplace chimney hat that I got from Mike Bodart last week. Very warm. Thank you, Mike. It kept my little head. I got a gigantic head, nice and warm walking over here. But we had a huddle in front of the fireplace and had a little camp out until our 24-hour guy came out. And I think 3 in the morning, smelled the nicotine and bad coffee, which, God bless him, he came out at 3 in the morning.
Right.
You know, I'm not schlepping the kids upstairs after that. Yeah, but you offer that service, and that's a valuable service, especially when it gets super cold.
Yeah. Yeah. We always have guys on call, and someone's always there to answer our phones.
And if our listeners want to reach out to you to get more information about the services that you provide?
800-421-3220.
And the website?
DykstraHomeServices.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back with Donna Sadler talking about the spring market. It's only been an hour and 15 minutes since we started the conversation. We are going to bring David Schluter into this mix as well, because we kind of got off on the reverse mortgage tangent, Dave, which is a great product when used effectively, because I got some text messages here. Oh, you know, you're taking the lady's house. Let me tell you something about Patricia and Roselle. If she did not have that reverse mortgage, she would have to move out of her house right now. Because the county is not going to let you stay in a house if you don't pay your taxes. Somebody will buy them. They will go up for auction. Somebody will buy them, and they will kick you out of your house. What is it, a 36-month period, Dave?
Someone will petition. Yeah, the tax buyer will petition the county for a deed.
That product is letting Patricia from Roselle live in her house for at least another 12 years. Okay, and then hopefully in that period of time, she can figure some way out to get her son a job and make some money to help support the family. And here's the other thing. If you own that house, the texter can buy that family house at 95% of the current value, even though it's upside down,
right,
if they want to keep the house in the family.
Right.
That's another thing that we need to talk to.
And people who criticize it don't understand that with the way even Cook County taxes are going now, Social Security and pensions aren't even able to cover real estate taxes anymore. So unless you as siblings want to start kicking in every year and paying mom's taxes, you got to start looking at this.
And you could thank Tony Preckwinkle for that one. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN, 312-981-7200, Megapros, call and text line. We're going to pay some bills, come back with Donna Sadler, Remax at Home, after these messages.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720 WGN. We have a question from Dan out in St. Charles. How's St. Charles today, Danny? Good?
It's doing all right. They're cleaning it up very well.
All right, good. They did a nice job in Northbrook, and all the men and women on the tollway and the Edens 294. Great job on the way in on the Kennedy.
Yep.
Well done. Get the heck out of the way of the trucks and let them clean up the roads, for gosh sakes.
That's right.
Dan, you got a question for Dykstra Home Services.
Yeah, I got a quick question on their vent service. Does that include a dryer vent clean out? And then also, in terms of my basement, it's very full. My wife is a good shopper. Can they still access the trunk line with a bunch of junk all around them?
Yeah, we see that a lot. As long as we can get to it, we can get there. And we do dryer vent cleaning. It's an additional service that we do. We always have specials if you do it with the duct cleaning. And it's not a very long process. It's an extra 15, 20 minutes, really.
Can you hang on, Daniel?
All right, and how long?
I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't realize you had a follow-up question. Go ahead.
No, just how long does the whole house cleaning take?
The duct cleaning can take about 4 hours.
About 4 hours. All right, very good.
Hey, Dan.
Thank you so much.
Dan, I got a question. Would you be willing to allow them to record what comes out of your ducts and call in and talk about your experience after they get done cleaning out your ducts? Is that something you'd be
open to? Sure, I would. I've got to tell you, what I'm doing is I'm going to have my floors done next week.
Okay.
So they're going to have to sand them down, and so we definitely want to have the service done. So if they wanted to record it, that wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, you absolutely want the ducts cleaned after you do your floors, for sure. Yeah.
Any remodeling, drywall.
Painting, everything.
All right, and I'm gonna send you some Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaning product. Take care of those hardwood floors, all right? So hang tight, buddy. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Janet, you got a question about hardwood floors. How can we help you?
Well, I would like to find some product that really holds up on my floors. It seems I use Restore a Finish. That's good for covering up the bad scratches and that, but it doesn't stay. It doesn't hold. And it's a wood floor.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
And I used to use the Bruce products, but I can't get them anymore, and I can't find anything that really looks good.
I got a guy by the name of Igor Marak. Okay, he's Mr. Floor. I am going to have him call you personally. He just did my floors in Northbrook in my home. He sanded them, stained them, changed the color. It's ready to go. He did a phenomenal job. He knows more about floors. He's forgotten more about floors than most people know about floors. So I'm going to hook you up with a floor expert who's going to be in studio with us next week, Janet. Okay, so can I put you on hold, send you some hardwood?
What was the name again?
His name is Igor Marak, kind of like Barack Obama, Barack, but Marak, right?
Oh,
it's
wow.
Igor Marak. He goes by Mr. Floor.
Okay.
Okay, so Igor for Mr. Floor, and I'm going to have him give you a call. Is that okay? And he will call you personally and talk to you about your flooring. And I've got his phone number here. Are you ready? You ready?
Yes.
All right, hang tight. Ready? Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Were you able to write that down or no?
Are you kidding me?
No, it was a bunch of noise.
Okay.
That was brilliant.
I knew that was coming.
I know. Well, hang on. We're going to give you his phone number. Hold on. Oh, I got to write the number down. Hold on. One more time. 7500. Okay, I got the number. Ready? I'm going to give it to you right now, Janet. Ready?
All right.
847.
847.
674.
674.
75.
75.
00.
Okay, got it.
All right, but I'm going to take your phone number, have Igor send you out some product, and give you a call personally. He's going to be in studio next week, okay?
Oh, so he won't call until next week?
No, he will call you today. I'm going to call him now.
Oh.
I'm going to tell him to put the sander down and to call Janet today.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
What's your husband's name in the back, chirping back there? What's his name?
My husband, Dennis.
Dennis? Okay, tell Dennis that Igor is going to be calling him, but it's okay. It's Mr. Floor. Let it through. All right?
Okay.
Okay? I don't want him to think it's some, like, strange man calling. He's a good guy. I vouch for him. Okay?
All right.
All right. All right. We're going to get your information, Janet. Thanks for calling, hon. Hang on. Okay. There we go. See, I'm a giver. I love
it. Yeah, the McHenry County Guardian's office will be...
No, it's fine. It's fine. I know. Listen, I know his number.
If you had said 1-800-MR-FLOOR, I
didn't do
would have canceled myself.
I didn't do that. I was being respectful.
Just see her try to convert the MRF. It would have gone nowhere.
I was just doing. I had to play it three times to get the phone.
One of the funniest things you've ever done.
All right, great. I'm glad you've got a low quality sense of humor. 312-981-7200. Donna Sadler, let's talk about the spring market finally. For the love of God, let's talk about the spring market. Is there any such thing as a spring market?
Yes, there is such a thing as a spring market.
And when does it start?
Well, technically, historically, it has started the day after Super Bowl. You mentioned that earlier. But it really kicks in from like March, April, ends about May. It is the time when most people put their houses on the market. But this year has been kind of unusual in that I'm feeling the spring market right now, mid-January. We've got a lack of inventory in that 300 and under price range. And when things come on the market, they're flying off. So, you know, there is such a thing as a spring market. And people are always like, well, I'll wait till the spring to sell my house. And there's a reason for that. You know, last year, the spring market was horrible because of the whole polar vortex that we had going on last year. So weather is something that will affect when the market starts and when it picks up. Interest rates will affect that, as well as, like I say, weather.
The interest rates have been super low.
Right. Which is, again, people are out, right. They're buying, they're shopping. So that's another thing that will affect. And your inventory, the levels of inventory will affect how the spring market goes.
Talk about John DeCoss, who was a regular here, you know, until the changes. Mm-hmm. He was selling his home.
Mm-hmm.
Jill Van Riet, the other realtor, he was moving west of 59.
West Dundee,
found them a home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, John and his beautiful wife.
And it's a beautiful home.
And it's a beautiful home. And then he was selling a home. Where was he selling a home?
Bensonville.
Which is your territory.
Correct.
So I hooked him up with you, and you sold it, what, 3 days?
It was a little longer than that. It was 7 days.
I'm sorry. I mean, insult you. But but it was a hot market. Now, John...
I had nonstop showings.
John's nervous just getting out of bed, okay? Mm-hmm. And he's always nervous. Like, what if it doesn't sell? What if I don't get the price? I'm like, relax. Talk to Donna. And you put it on the market, and you calmed them down and said, there's a shortage of homes with the number of bedrooms, number of bathrooms,
correct,
and the amenities that he has.
And his location.
And the location. You
and
sold
the condition.
It
it's all,
7 days.
Yeah, it's all... It all plays into, you know, how you present the product that you're trying to sell. I mean, you've got to sell your house. You know, living in your house and selling your house are two different things. You live in your house and it's, you know, a comfortable place for you to hang out and watch TV and eat and everything else. But when it comes time to sell your house, you are selling a product. You're selling a house and you have to treat it as such and prepare it and create an inviting
Dave?
Situation.
Dave.
And Donna is an honest agent. Some agent would have set it too high and then come 30 days later and said, I think you need to lower the price.
Right.
She doesn't do it. She hits the sweet spot, so it sells.
And better yet, Donna sold it for more than the asking
right,
price.
Yeah.
But
some greedy ones just take the listing, shoot high, and impress people. Oh, that's a remarkable price. Donna didn't do that because I was in on the deal.
Yeah.
And
that's right.
Yeah,
you're handling the
she, yeah, she said.
I will tell you this. You cannot underprice a home.
Right.
You can certainly overprice
right.
a home, but you cannot underprice a home. Because
right.
if you underprice a home, you're going to create more activity. You're going to get more exposure. You're going to create hopefully a multiple offer situation, which is what we got into with the DeCoss house. We did have more than one offer on the house.
All right, I was going to jump out to Sally and Sterling, but I just got yelled at by Ashley saying, well, we're going to take a break before you hit the phone.
Oh.
So we're going to take a break before we hit the phones because Ashley runs the show here, and we're
mm-hmm.
going to get out to Sally and Sterling.
Mm-hmm.
She's got she would like your opinion about co-ops. I've got my own personal preference, and then we're going to get over to Dave Schluter talking about why trusts are perfect, option for our listeners that own a bunch of properties, and also why you should put commercial properties in land trusts
right.
to protect yourself. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720. WGN 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call and text line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Remember the things that you've done. If your life was
to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. If you're a Blackhawks fan like I am, you want a great podcast, Chris Bowden and Joe Brand do a great podcast of the Blackhawks, so I'd strongly recommend that. You go to WGN.com and download that. So let's get back to Donna.
Me.
Finish up in, your comments about the spring market, because Sally and Sterling has a question about co-ops.
Okay. So what I actually I wanted to say, like, people are like, well, what happens in the spring market? Well, I'll tell you what happens in the spring market. Basically, the inventory of homes for sale increases. So what does this mean for the seller? For the seller, it means that there's more competition for their home. So is it always the best thing to put your house on the market when everybody else is putting their house on the market? Not necessarily, unless you're a standout home or you're priced correctly. Now, what does that mean for the buyers for the spring market? So they have, indeed, they have more selection, but they also have more competition of other buyers out there looking for homes. So I guess the moral of that is, if you find the house that you want, the house that you like, I would move quickly and, you know, pull the trigger on the house. Don't, you know, sit around and wait and wait and wait and wait and hope that it's going to still be there. So that's kind of what happens in the spring market. So is it the best time to put your house on the market? Maybe yes, maybe no. If you've, you know, I would suggest that you list before May 1st, that you present like you're trying to sell. In other words, you stage and you prep your house for sale. You price it correctly and you have it marketed aggressively. And you're going to have a sale.
And Jen, you had a great question during the break for Donna. So why don't you ask it on the air?
Yeah, so I was just kind of wondering, what is the best time to put your house? When is the best time?
And here's my answer. Every time, all time, is the best time to put your house on the market. Again, there's always people out there buying. There's always people out there selling. People are transferring. They're passing away. They're moving up. They're moving down.
Divorce.
They're moving out. They're moving, you know, in.
Getting divorced.
Getting divorced. There's a million reasons, and it's always happening. So if you're ready to sell, it's the right time.
Yeah. The best time for our listeners to sell is exactly when Donna said, when they're ready to sell.
Yeah.
And the best time to buy is when you're looking to buy.
Yeah.
Because you have no idea. Listen, I could be going home tonight, probably not, and there could be a divorce attorney sitting there saying, oh, by the way, at least wants out, right? Probably not, because we're in so much love, but, you know. God, I hope not, because I'll be living at Dave's basement that Megapros just did. But listen, the people come home, you know, wake up, say, enough's enough, I want a divorce. You know, sometimes they can afford to live in the house. You have to sell the house and buy two new houses.
Yeah.
Okay. Or sometimes
there's always something happening.
Somebody stays in the house and you got to buy a house within walking distance of the schools because they want to co-parent. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
You don't expect, maybe somebody passes away. God forbid, you know, a listener passes away. They're living in a $600,000-$700,000 house. They can't afford it anymore because they don't have an income coming in. They have to downsize to a $300,000-$400,000 house or a $200,000 house.
Right.
Because they want to keep the kids in the same school district. Mm-hmm. Listen, there's so many different variables that our listeners have to work around in order to worry about. Is now the right time to sell? Listen, if you got to get out, you got to get out. Call a realtor. We've got three great realtors. Part of the show, Donna handles the southwestern suburbs. Amy Kite handles a large swath of
property. No, I do not handle the southwestern
suburbs. No, not northwestern suburbs. Northwest.
Come on, come south.
I meant to say we are looking for a realtor for the show to handle the southwestern suburbs, but you handle the
northwest suburbs.
Handle my sale of my folks' home.
Yes,
did a tremendous job. John DeCasse, who was on the station last year, you just did their property.
Yeah.
So you do a phenomenal job.
And I've been doing it for 20 years.
You've been doing it for 20 years, and you look like you're 16 years old. You look fantastic. All right, so let's go out to Sterling. Sally's got a quick question about a co-op before we get to Dave Schluter. What's your question, Sally?
Well, I would like to know what the pros and cons are of co-op living. I'm looking at possibly moving into a co-op, and I would like to know what are the good points and what are the bad points?
Well, the tax bill split between the owners,
right?
Right, Dave?
How many?
Yes.
And are you sure you're meaning cooperative, like on the North Shore in Chicago? Because I see your 815 area code. Where are you looking at?
This would be in the Quad Cities.
Okay, and they're calling it cooperative? Are they calling it a cooperative?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, it's not considered real estate. You're like a shareholder, and it's expenses. Basically, it's like a partnership agreement, and there's a board of directors. And I would just make sure. Do you have a friend that already lives there now?
It's in the process of being built.
Okay. Yeah. I would just do your homework. Maybe why don't you let the first round move in before you make a decision, and then go meet people who've already moved in. I would do.
Have you looked at other properties in the Quad Cities for living arrangements?
Not really. Yeah. My son is the one that's kind of interested in getting me moved closer to where he lives.
Well, yeah. That's fine. And that's great. We have an office in the Quad Cities. If you're looking for a realtor in that area, Sally, I can introduce you to somebody.
That might be better.
Yeah, let's go that direction, right? Look at other properties, and if the co-op is still the best thing for you, because it meets all of your living needs and checks all the boxes off for what you're looking for, then you have to make the decision for yourself. But, you know, you are moving into, it's not like a condo where you own that unit.
Right.
You're going into
a partnership
mm-hmm. where you're kind of eating nuts and fruits with everybody, you know, with all the other owners there. So it's a different.
How many units in this co-op?
61.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I would have David's realtor show you around and do some research. Yeah.
Let me connect you with the realtor. We have an office in Davenport and in Des Moines. And I'm going to call my buddy John Cornish, who will help you navigate that whole area. Because I know where they are. I'm not really up to speed in the Iowa market. But I have realtors out there that will help you. Okay, Sally?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Hang on, my friend. Do you have hardwood floors in your home in Sterling?
No.
All right. We're going to send you another cleaning product. All right. Hang tight. 312-981-7200. Dave, talk about trusts.
Yep.
Talk about if you're a commercial owner of property. Let's drill down on that because we have limited time here. Talk about in a minute why commercial property owners need to put their property in some type of trust to protect them.
Yeah, we talked about land trust in the opening today, David. A land trust is not attachable by creditors, which is a great thing. People will often, if they think you have a deep pocket, have everything from slip and falls to all kinds of scams trying to attach the property. You can actually still control the property. You still pay your taxes, but that land trust also, besides privacy of who owns it, it also provides an estate plan to pass on to you and your partner's family members without probate. So it provides an estate planning vehicle, privacy, and it cannot be attached by creditors. Now, if you have a mortgage or a line of credit with your commercial bank, don't come see me and just ask me to do that. They have to consent to that transfer, or you have to go ahead and borrow from the bank that is going to hold the land trust and get a new loan. But it's a great tool for commercial properties. It's a no-brainer. They charge a nominal fee every year to hold it, but you'll never spend the money and the annual fees that you'll save on the back end by avoiding probate. It's a great tool.
Phone number if people want to talk with you off air about that.
Yeah, 630-285-5300. I always give a free consultation on every matter, but especially on that one. I'll meet at your business even if you want me to, and I'll take you through the options.
Donna, if our listeners want to reach you, talk about real estate, how do they reach you?
They can call me at 847-651-3300.
Rich,
I'm here for all your real estate needs.
Sorry about that. Rich and Jen, if our listeners want to reach you, talk about your 24-hour service, about duct cleaning, about putting in a new furnace, how do they reach the Dykstra Home Service team?
Yeah, they can give us a call at 800-421-3220.
And I am David Hochberg. If you want to reach us during the week, it's 855-56-DAVID, 855-56-DAVID. There will be a podcast of this show, a little 50 cents taking us out. Heard this on the way down. Said, Ashley, I'm feeling in the mood, baby. Let's run this at the end of the show. Ding, ding. You can give us a call, 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-56-DAVID, or go to 56david.com. Thanks for listening. Go Blackhawks. We'll be back next Saturday.